Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida, from Bayanabata. Today's episode is about a cold shower benefits your body. A cold shower in the morning is a pretty unpleasant way to start the day, yet many have been tempted to take up the habit because being immersed in cold water has many purported health benefits, both physical and mental. Cold showers were first administered for health reasons in the early 19th century, when doctors designed them for use on asylum. By the mid-19th century, the Victorians realized that the shower had other uses, namely, washing people, and it would be better if the water was warm. So, the shower went from being a device used to inflict unpleasantness for an hour and a half to one that was very pleasant and lasted about 5 minutes. Cold water appears to activate the sympathetic nervous system, the part of the nervous system that governs a fight or flight response, an automatic psychological reaction to an event that is perceived as dangerous, stressful, or frightening. When this is activated, such as during a cold shower, you get an increase in the hormone noradrenaline. This is what most likely causes the increase in heart rate and blood pressure observed when people are immersed in cold water, and is linked to the suggested health improvements. Cold water immersion has also been shown to improve circulation. When exposed to cold water, there is decreased blood flow to the skin. When the cold water stops, the body has to warm itself up, so there is an increase in blood flow to the surface of the skin. Some scientists think that this could improve circulation. A study that looked at cold water immersion after exercise found that after 4 weeks, blood flow to and from muscles had improved. There is also some evidence that a cold shower can help you lose weight. A study found that cold water immersion at 14 degrees centigrade increased metabolism by 350%. Metabolism is the process by which your body converts what you eat and drink into energy. So, a higher metabolism roughly equals more energy burned. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!